Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 214. I am your host, Lita, and joining me this week is my co-hoster, and I didn't even say the date. That's how tired I am. I'm even looking at the show notes. Oh, it is Saturday, May the 2nd, 2020, people. Technically, it's the 3rd for me, so... Oh, it's
Mayday.
Anyway, yes. So it's gonna be a short show, but it could be a very interesting show. Peter's not even with it, dear Lord. Yeah. Anyway, Aster, how are you?
I am good, thank you, ma'am.
Excellent.
It's the first of the month, and the weather is getting nice over here on this side of the planet. And,
excellent.
Cooped up all winter, cooped up because of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. So it's so nice to just step outside. Yay.
Yes.
And have a party.
Have a party. That's it. Where are we? Tell everyone.
We are in Booty Bay.
If
you're on Warm Rest Accord, come on down. Fly down to Booty Bay. Get up on the roof near the flight point.
Yep.
Come see us.
That's it. Absolutely. So just having a little bit of fun. We needed a little bit of fun while we're doing the podcast today. So don't forget Worm Rest Accord if you're around and want to jump over, do it. It's we're going to have a short show. It's not going to be, I promise, it is not going to be a long show. Just a couple of things. I had to put my dad in the hospital yesterday afternoon. So I kind of need to go deal with getting mum sorted and finding out how he is. So it's probably worked out best that we ended up not having a guest, but so these are the things. He's okay. It's not his heart. It's just he's got a lot of pain and they need to figure out what's going on. So that's what it is. So hopefully we'll have some answers soon because they ran all the tests and all that fun stuff. And being that it's, just after 9 a.m. on a Sunday here, hopefully they'll get some test results back soon. So by the time I finish this, we might have start getting some answers anyway. So thank you guys. Appreciate it. I'm sure he'll be fine. I'll let him know. He'll just look at me with a blank stare and be like, okay, thanks. He'll be like, okay, thanks. Okay, all right. I think even after all this time, the parents do kind of understand a little bit about this online and playing, I've only been playing WoW for like 16 years and they still don't quite get it, but they're better now than they used to be. We're teaching them stuff.
I know I speak for everyone in the channel and in Discord. Prayers and fingers crossed with
Thank you.
And I hope he recovers and Thank gets you. Home soon.
Yes. Well, hopefully if they get everything sorted, he might be home. Who knows? He might be home to, this afternoon, tomorrow, whichever. So, will see how it goes. But in the meantime, we are having a dance party in Booty Bay. So it's not going to be a massively long one, but come on down. We're over on Wormrest Accord server, which is US server. Sorry, EU. We're not on the EU side. Come on over and pop on up. You will see all of the shenanigans, which you can see in the bottom screen down there, because Lita figured out how to actually stream it as well. So yay.
And bring your toys. I think every toy I think has been shown so far getting so warmed far. Up. So
bring yes, them. Exactly. Like, come on down. I'm just gonna sit there, and you guys can watch the shenanigans of everyone around. So, because, you know, technically I have a show to do, so we will do that. Anyway, while I sip on my coffee and try and wake up, because, there was not much sleep last night. Stir, can you tell me, how has your week been? What have you been up to? And the other thing is, a pacifist.
Yes.
What?
So...
What?
I know.
Hang on. Okay. I think hell just froze over somewhere. What is going on?
Yes. It did freeze. Oh, and winter's coming for you guys.
Winter is coming. Absolutely.
Yes. So, you know, if you need to, sit down mm-hmm. or grab a drink. I know Assie has got some bourbon right now.
Yep. Have a shot for me.
Here's what happened. I started a monk because... Mm-hmm. I've got the druid at 116, and you know, you can only do, when you get up to that level, you can only do so much per day without taking a lot of risk. So yep. I thought, well, I need a filler, so I'll start a monk. I remember uh-huh. monk, and it was so much fun, so I mm-hmm. started it. But damn, Blizzard, bless their hearts, they really nerfed the monk, at least from an Iron Man perspective. So mm-hmm. at 53, I just was not enjoying the monk. In fact, I got so frustrated, I rage quit, and I'm like, I'm not going to do monk anymore. It's just no fun. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there going, and so I'm in chat, and I'm going, guys, what should I do? And of course, everybody's trying to goat me into doing a hunter. And I'm like, no, I can't do hunter. Pacifist. I've never done a pacifist.
Don't do a hunter, but you do a pacifist. Oh yes. My god, welcome to the dark side, sir. This is awesome.
Anybody can do a hunter, come on. So I thought, well, okay, I'll do a pacifist. So it's my first one. Mm-hmm. I've been hugging trees, picking flowers, and yep. listening to hippie songs from the 1970s. Because that's the attitude you need to be in if you're going to go around picking mm-hmm. up rocks and picking flowers mm-hmm. and hugging trees and kumbaya and all that other nice. Hippie stuff that fur started, you know. And I'm convinced that fur is the guild's hippie. I just know it.
I was going to say, as much as she is the queen of pacifists, she, you know, she could literally like be the godmother of pacifists. The yes, god Passy. Yes, she could be, you know, she's the guru.
But to be kind, she's our hippie. So, so the Passy dinged 51 today. So in 1 week, I've done 51 levels on the Passy.
What?
Without killing anything. Yeah, 51.
50? What? What yes. is going on? That is fantastic. I'm so proud of you. That's amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, wow. You know, the double XP really, really helps. I mean, mm-hmm. let's face it, it helps. And mm-hmm. But I like to think it also makes up for the fact that you can't do all the quests. I mean, there's so many kill quests that you got to skip. So
yeah.
So the double XP really helps. But
nice.
Anyway, and on my main, you know, I started the Children's Week. I got an mm-hmm. orphan, which I really don't understand why Blizzard gives a rogue a... You know, they really should do background checks because rogues should not be getting an orphan. Just saying. But what I've been doing is I've had my orphan washing all my mounts. And so, because it builds character, and I'll give them some ice cream at mm-hmm. the end of it. Come on, you know, I'm not that cruel. Mm-hmm. And so that's it. You know, mm-hmm. wax on, wax off.
I was going to say, isn't that the...
Yeah, the Karate Kid model.
Yes, yeah. Well, you know, that is a timeless model, really. You yes. just, you know, so I don't know. Stir Miyagi.
Yes, Stir. Or remember Seinfeld? Kramer created Kramerica, and he had a co-op or intern, so... Mm-hmm. My orphan is my intern for Stirmerica. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. That's like a lead balloon. All right. And the main, the druid is at 116. So
nice. Well done. That
she's
is
going to ding 117 tonight. So.
Fantastic. All right.
Yeah, we're moving on.
So where have you got the druid? Like in BFA content?
Yes, all BFA.
Okay.
And okay, and here's a tip, people. If you get to BFA land and you cannot kill stuff because you just don't, you're just not strong enough.
Yeah.
On a daily basis, all the treasure chests respawn. And if you've got any kind of crowd control or way to escape, go around and grab all those treasure chests, because I'd say half of them pay XP.
And right. So
I can get five or six bubbles just doing that each day.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why you've started a passy, so you can just go around looting chests.
Exactly.
That's it. That's awesome.
And a rogue passy is like sneak and sap and
be
blind
sneaky
and vanish.
Exactly. And vanish. Oh, that is fantastic. That's awesome. Yeah. I was just going to ask you, so what have you currently got at max at the moment? You've got two irons?
Yeah.
And a working irons, man.
And a working man. And,
yep.
Maybe three irons. Or three.
Is it three or three. Two? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. It's up there. So,
I know that Assy complains on a regular basis in guild chat. So.
Mm-hmm.
Assy, what do I have? I can't remember.
He says that he has a passy.
He's going to be in a grumpy. He's going to be in a grumpy mood now for the rest of the day.
he keeps telling you need a hunter stir.
Damn 120s. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, alrighty. Well, you asked about my week. My week in game has been a little tame, to say the least. It's been one of those things where, and it's just been, there's been, again, there's so much to do. It's crazy, all the things that you can do, and finding time to get all of them done does not often work. So I did get my baby passy, so my little gnome rogue Passy Leader C, which means Passy Leader 3. She hit level 30. So,
respectable, respectable.
So we're getting there. I only started last week. So, you know, that's okay. I didn't have as much time on her this week as I wanted to. But, you know, we love New Tinkertown. Fantastic spot. Just ran around in circles, pretty much like my life at the moment. So rings true. And I did, because I was thinking when you said about a dance party in Booty Bay, I thought, sweet, that's a really good idea. And you're like, we can get on the, you know, on the tunes and bring them down. And I thought, there is no way I am bringing my pacifist down here. So, again, because, you know, obviously a passy, you need to be very careful of other people and proximity kills and all of those things. So, you know, that is one of the little things of having a pacifist, and all of a sudden people converge around you, or you're in Stormwind and you're kind of like, don't let anything happen, because you could be doing absolutely nothing and get a prox kill. So to be careful.
And you as a passy, I will say playing passy does change your senses differently than an iron. Like if you hear someone fighting and you're on a passy, you start running.
I mean, it's other way.
Get the hell away.
Yeah.
From you fighting people.
Yes.
And whereas if you're an iron or working man, you know, you kind of run towards the fight. It's like, hey, I'm going to hug this dead horde.
Yeah.
When they die, I'm going to hug them.
Yes.
As a Patsy? No way.
No, exactly right. So, and you know, it is a good time, obviously, on a Patsy, especially on a Rogue. A Rogue definitely needs a dagger to be able, so you can sap, but you don't need two daggers. So normally I try and either hold a fish in one hand or a bunch of flowers or something so that if it triggers, and I try to make sure... Yeah, well, that's the easiest thing. The other thing is I don't put any abilities, any of the spell stuff on unless it's the stuff I need. Yeah, so if it's something that can get me out of trouble, that can, you know, that can help me to get away, but anything that's going to do damage, I make sure that I don't have... on my bars at all. It stays in my spell book and I'm like, nope, not touching that with a 10-foot pole. So again, a lot of time when you ding, it automatically now, so you know, do you remember the days when you ding and you go to the trainer and you learn spells and then you have to bring them down from the spell book and put them on your bars back in the day. So whereas now they automatically pop up on your bars. So now you kind of, you know, click, grabbing them and like, I don't want you. Get off my bars. Go away.
Do you end up checking your stats almost every 5 minutes to make sure you don't get any kills? I mean, it's like you go do something like, okay, I'm gonna go pick up those, you know, you get a quest to go pick up some stuff. And so you start picking it up. And the first thing you do is you check to make sure it's not counting as a kill or something like that.
It's yeah.
Like, oh, it's you get become obsessive with
it. It's like, I think also the biggest thing is making sure if you need to walk away from your toon, even if it is literally, if I've got to walk away and go and just do something and come right back within 30 seconds, a minute, don't care, log out, hearth yourself back to the inn, find yourself somewhere completely safe, log out and walk away. I will not ever on a pacifist now walk away and be like, oh, I'll just let her be AFK. No. Definitely not on that. They're all things. It's a different level. A pacifist is definitely a different level of calm yet stress. It's calm full stress. It's an interesting. It's definitely very much different to playing an iron and playing a blood. For sure. So so I'm really happy that you're giving it a go, and congratulations on 53. That's fantastic.
And a shout out to Zaya. He had posted some time ago on the forums Passy safe and Passy dangerous quests, and I've been checking that a lot lately too. That's always helpful. And of course, if anyone's logged in like Fur or Zaya or any Brittle, you know, I will pester them with, hey, is this safe to do?
Absolutely. Go to those people that know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't take it back once you do it. So you can at least
there's no do-over. There's no, oh, whoops, hang on, rewind. So you flagged your flag. That's it. Done. So and I know one of the things Chris and I had discussed with doing our passies was the whole time that even if we got yellow flag, that was it, we're done. Like it's not worth doing a run, you know. Obviously you could keep it as a scout, but that would just be done for me. So it was going to be you know, over and done with. So that was the thing. I have not made a tauren, so I lost my not so big girl last week. I've yet to make a horde side pacifist, but we will get there. However, as I said, we were doing the dance party today, so I thought, well, I will bring down the working man toon, Blue Leader, which is my gnome hunter. And I thought, yeah, she'll be fine. She can take prox kills. It's all good, you know, as long as we don't, like, tab target a Booty Bay Guard or something like that, we'll be fine. So I bought it down. We picked up some quests along the way, and I dinged 41, which was good. So I actually got a few levels on her, which was fantastic. And she, this is how slack I was. She was still in Caverns of Time from doing the trivia question. I was like, oops, oopsie.
That was last year, wasn't it?
That was at the end of last year. Was that the beginning of this year or just the end of last year? Anyway, yes. A little while ago. So yes, so we got a couple of levels on her, which is good. The other thing that I did do is there was some updates to Alpha. So I jumped into Alpha a few days ago and I made myself a level 50 Undead Warlock because, you know, seriously, guys, really, what else do you think I'm going to make even if I'm playing an iron? So I jumped over and I stripped her down to as much as I could take off. I actually just kept the staff and the robe because running around naked in game, I know some people are just like, yeah, just strip everything off and that's fine. But I don't know. I still like, no, I'm just going to keep the staff on and I'm going to keep the robe on. And I'm going to try and find a vendor, you know, and see if I can get some upgrades. So I go running and I started doing a couple of quests. And one was to go into this area and kill some stuff. And I thought, well, I'll give it a go. You know, I've stripped everything else off her. So I've only got two blues on her, which is not quite what we want to do. But I still couldn't find a vendor. There was a heap of NPCs around, but there was no like vendor to get anything. And I'm like, okay, well, let's just at least go and test and have a look at how much damage we're going to take. How much damage are they doing? I killed some stuff. It was very slow. And then I had to kill this, not really a boss thing, but it was a bigger kind of thing. And dead. And I was like, okay. Then I went to get my body. And
normally the guild coroner does that for you. Yes.
Yep. Well, I got lost. It was very difficult to get back to get my body. So I went back to the, to see Zortz's girlfriend. She's a little bit different Zortz, just saying, in Shadowlands, kind of cool. And I couldn't reach her to be able to see if I could res, just take the res, because she was high up and I was down low and I kept trying to jump up. I was like, I can't click on it. So I ended up just trying to log out. It wouldn't let me log out. So I ended up having to just quit the game, and I had a little tanty and I was like, right, I'm done. I'm so done with Alpha right about now. I'm not, but well, yeah, I was like, yes. So all I can tell you is that the damage I took was quite substantial. So I would say for those of you that are currently in BFA at the moment, feeling it on your high level tunes like your irons and the green, you know, and your bloods and all of that, well, it's looking like Shadowlands is pretty much gonna be the same. So it's not gonna be, it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be rough. It looks like it. So I will test. I've also got the chance, I think, to test a level 57. So I want to do that now that I've kind of calmed a little bit, like calmed my farm and not having a hissy fit over Alpha. So hopefully I'll get to, once all the other craziness settles, I wouldn't mind popping in and trying a 57 and just seeing the mobs in that newer. I think there's another newer area. Just maybe pick some yellow mobs and see if I can kill them and see what that's like. So, yeah. So I'm having a play anyway.
Okay. Mm. Well, you know, fortunately, the community has Lysen. And we open the door, we throw him into Shadowlands, and we close the door and say, good luck, and let us know how it goes.
It's going to be interesting. So we will see. Obviously, Alpha's only out, and we don't know when it's going to go live. We've still got to get through Alpha and then, obviously, Beta. But it's coming this year, and we're already in May. So... It's coming. Yeah. As much as winter is coming, well, technically winter's here for me. It's bloody cold today. So we will see how that goes. But anyway, don't forget, Dance Party is still on at the moment in Booty Bay for those on Wormrest Accord on the US servers. Come on over. Come on down. And
some crazy toys.
Watch the shenanigans, shall we say. All right, let's have a look. Where's my news bumper? I've changed everything around and I can't find it. Here it is. Let's do it. Or not. Or Leader can't even click on anything. Okay, let's try it again.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Okay, all right, so... guess what started? We were talking about this just before. Children's Week, one of my most favorite times of the year is Children's Week, and it is only 1 week long. Actually, it's technically, what did we say? It's got about 4 or 5 days left to go. So, yes. So if you want to get some pets, if you want to get some free XP... Nisi has done an absolutely wonderful write-up. I shall stick this over in the chat. please go check it out. Again, Nisi, thank you. Thank you for the write-up on that. Pretty much anything but Bloods. Again, no love for the Bloods because it is questing, but you can get yourself some little orphans. Like Stir was saying, you can, you know, teach them many different aspects of life. Of life.
And the points scale, so you should get, if you do the three main ones and then the two follow-ups, so there's five total, like in Old World, you should get about 3/4 of a level, which is, that's free XP. And I think Zaya and maybe Nisi was testing earlier and saying, yeah, but the BFA and the Legion ones don't give you any points. So just do the Old World ones. They're safe. They're fairly safe.
Mm. And again, if you have got all the pets from previous times, or you're playing alts and all that kind of thing, you can certainly get the pet care package that will give you, you know, that will give you pretty things to put on your pets, like little bows and stuff like that. But it does give you a flawless battle stone, which is fantastic. So if you are a collector and lover of pets, like, you know, some of us, maybe, speaking of which, Super Squirt Day's tomorrow, just saying. Nobody talk to me tomorrow.
Wait,
public holiday. there will be nothing done, but I will be taking on those damn three. Yes.
For the listeners who don't know, what is National Squirt Day?
Okay, so Super Squirt Day is, there is over in your garrison, so we are going back to WOD. In your garrison, if you've got the pet menagerie, you get a rotation of, I think there's 15 different pet, like pet battle fighters that you get. And one of them's called Squirt. And she's a little girl and she has three pets. And those pets, it's one of the best ways that you can level pets, because you can just battle her over and over and have a level one and take a level one to level 25 in about 2 pet battles. Super Squirt Day means it's a pet battle week. So you get bonus on that. And then it, being that Squirt pops up and it's just basically all in. I just put my safari hat on and away we go. It is fantastic. So I've got a few new ones that I picked up from Macagon Island that I need to go level. So I will rinse and repeat on my Bone Storm. Oh, what's it called? Bone Storm? Yeah, I think it's Bone Storm pet. It's pretty much lead. There's different strats that some people use, brooms and all sorts of things. But yeah, it's a really good. Obviously, pet battles is not for a challenge tune, okay? This is just for normal tunes, but it is one of my most favorite things I love to do. So I'll take Leader over to a garrison and check in with them and you know, be like, okay, I'm here. Let's do this. Let's rumble. So yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's new one for me.
It's always good fun. And Super Squirt Day doesn't happen that often. I think it only happens like twice, a couple of times a year, depending on the rotation of the pet trainers and the blizzard week, which, yeah, so it's always good. But as we said, for those of you that can do children's week and want to do children's week, go forth and do it. You've got the Winds of Wisdom buff, which can't be removed. You've got quests to do, so
you do. Plenty to do. Plenty. And there's nothing better than riding a chopper in Westfall with a kid who throws up and barfs at your chopper. It's like, come on, kid, now, come on.
Yes, that is so true. I can never look at that. Whenever I do that quest, Horde side, Alliance side, I have to close my eyes because I get very motion sickness. There's a couple of those things. It's just like, yeah, it's not good. There's 3 this year. Yeah, that's excellent. Thanks, Stone. You know what I'll be doing? I might have to, yeah. Thank goodness tomorrow's a public holiday for me. Ah, sweet. So, yeah. Now, the other thing that we want to mention is Dark Moon Fair also starts technically this afternoon for me. So, from tomorrow for you guys. So, it's Dark Moon Fair week. Yay! 1 week. So,
I hear it's good for Passy too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because you can pop on down. Just remember to get your professions up so you can go and pick up the quests from the profession people, you know, like your cooking and your fishing. If not, if you haven't got your fishing up, good spot. Go down as soon as Dark Moon Fair opens. Do your fishing down at the dock. Get yourself some of the Dark Moon fish. You can always stick them on the auction house, which is, you know, is not a bad idea. Or you can keep them and use them to buy, I think there's a couple of pets, a pet and a toy, maybe a toy and some recipes if that's what you're into collecting. So yeah, Dark Moon Fair is very good for passies, as well as everything bar a bloodthirsty. Sorry, Bloods. Yeah, no love for the Bloods as per usual. So there are a couple of things to go do. Okay, now let's do the state of the challenges. Let's see how everyone's gone this week. I don't think it's spooked too much. So, Stir. All right. Ions, go for it.
Okay. Let's see. Starting at number 10 at level 75. Now, isn't that amazing? We're talking about starting at level 75. Iron Bubble. Mm-hmm. And this is Russian, but it's Liriana is at 76 at position number 8. Jangler C is at 83 at number 7. His cousin at you know, level 88, Jangler B. Mm-hmm. Iron Star, rip. I'm sorry, dude. 93.
Yep.
That is that. Oh, that hurts. And I saw that in Discord, I think, when that happened. It's like, we feel for you.
Yeah.
At number five, 98 is at level 95.
Mm-hmm.
Fur, she's got one of her tunes at 106. Oh, and this just in, double EXP died at 111. I think it was today.
Today.
We're in BFA land.
Yeah.
And a rare level 122 spawned right on top of them in one shot.
Ouch.
Ain't that some son of a gun, you know?
Wow. Oh, ow.
Yeah. It's we feel for you, but
yeah,
they were already saying in Discord they were rolling a new one, so hey,
which
good
is
for them.
Yep, well done.
Yeah, at number two position, Excellent is at 114,
mm-hmm.
and someone named Silly Stir, a druid, is at 116.
He is so silly. Well done. That is an awesome. Yeah. That is an awesome name. I love that. Silly Star. That's good. That just rolls off the tongue quite naturally.
Silly Star, but
Silly Star. Yes.
Four more levels. I
know. I know. That's fantastic. But obviously, Iron Star and double XP. Commiserations, because damn, I think we all can feel. You know, it would have taken the wind out of yours a bit. But for those re-rolling, good luck. You can do this. So, yes. All right, let's have a look at the bloods for this week. So, we have got at number 10, we have got Soul Survivor, hit level 40. Number 9 is Ensorcel. Yes, at 41. That's Cell. I love how Cell's got his name in just like yours, Stir. That's awesome. At number 8, we have got Hunter Zorts at 43. Look at Zorts go. Well done. Number 7 is Isaiah Vicky. I always think it's like, you know, Isaiah like a chocolate chip. I always think it's like Vicky. It's probably like Bicey or something, but Zaya, that's what I think. Are you like a chuck chip or a double chuck chip? Anyway, he hit 49, so well done, Zaya. Number 6 is Blood Cell at 51. Number 5 is Lock Zorts at 65. Number 4 is Nisi at 71. Number 3 is Iron Man Puff at 82. Number 2 is Soul Snuffer at 105. And number 1 is Soul Stoned at 116. Well done. Nisi's only 4. Yeah. 2. That's amazing. Well done.
And no deaths.
I know, right? Well done, Bloods. That is very, very good. And I'm Faf, I'm sorry I got you confused with Brittle. Brittle, I'm sorry I get everyone confused, so apologies on that. But well done, all to the blood. So good luck. Good luck this week. All right, go for it.
Let's do the passies, huh?
Passies. So, passy time.
At position 10, Passion 7 is at level 38. Peace Nick is at level 51, as well as another stir called Pacifist Stir is at 51. 1 week. Hey, if I can do it, people, if I can do it, you can do it, you know. At position 7, Angel is at level 55. Z No Kill is at level 66. Awesome Bloomster, which is not me. But we can almost guess who is at level 76. Oh, our good friend Ash, his passy is at level 88. A tune named Pacifist is at 108.
It's Chris.
At position, is that Chris?
That's Chris.
Good. Oh, Chris. Oh,
yes.
Well done.
She
well
is done. So Aussie with names, now, I tell ya.
Now, you be careful. You know, don't get, you know, loosey-goosey here.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. Fur Sky is at 115. And at the number one position on our pacifist list is Nacelles, or cell, as we like to call him, at 119.
Wow.
One more level.
Dude. Wow. That's amazing. So look at Cell, though. He's right across the boards as well. Fantastic. And thank you, Mrs. Charming. Thank you for the bits. Appreciate that, too.
Yes,
Heart, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And well done, Passies. Again, all that love to the Pacifist. It's so good to see so many people giving it a go. So well done.
And no deaths.
No deaths. Absolutely. All right. Tins. Speaking of deaths, we got the tins. Let's have a look. We have got at four, Talon at 34. Number three is Maki at 37. Number two is Zandback at 46. And number one is Grand Cali at 54. So good luck. Your tins. That's awesome. Okay, greens. Who we got on the green monster?
Okay, let's see. Kylira is at level 49 in our 10th position. Ferrin at 52. Green 10th is at level 54, but unfortunately died. In fact, they just invited them back into the guild, so they've already started another tune. So
nice.
That's the spirit. Zaya has a green at level 60. Mm-hmm. Lano Green is at 69. Green Dwarf is at level 70. Tamira is at level 85 in the fourth position.
Mm-hmm.
And scrolling down, Fairy Hope is at level 94. Green TW, 99. And at the top position for this week, Crones at 107.
Well done, greens. Yeah, well just, done.
Just one death. That's cool.
Commiserations, definitely. But well done, guys. Alrighty. Let's have a look at working man. We have got at number 10. We have got Work and Rora at 23. Wonder if that's a Rogue Slayer. Sounds like a Rogue Slayer. Possible name, unless I'm wrong, which I don't know why I should guess these things because I get them wrong. Number 9 is Werken at 23. That would be really funny if it's some guy called Ken who plays.
Yeah.
Werken.
And dating someone named Barbie.
Okay. All right. Number 8 is Glindex at 28. Number 7 is Fairy Work at 31. 6 is Lurst at 36. Sorry if I pronounced that wrong, Chris. Words are hard today. Number 5 is Not Nisi at 36. Number 4 is Blue Lita, which is me, at 41. Number 3 is Ferrarona at 78. 2 is Zaya Wallach at 85. And look at this. At number 1 this week is Salmonella. At 98.
Wash your hands, dude.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well done. Well done, working man's. Good job.
Well,
alrighty.
In the team's space, we've only got one team that registered on the list, and that's Against All Odds. And they hit level 55.
That's it. Good job. The team Rud and Wanima have. So congratulations. That's awesome. I'm so glad that they're still leveling. So well done. Fantastic. An anonymous cheerer. Oh. We got, thank you for the bits. That's very sweet. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now for blood teams. Now, I'm not sure, Taco's in the chat room, but nothing showed on blood teams this week. So I'm not sure if
that might be right.
Nobody did.
She's been in guild. She's been playing online. in just regular tunes, her BT.
Okay.
Quite a bit, so probably didn't have a chance with the team.
Yeah, maybe fives away. But I thought, I know Alminia has been working on the team stuff, so there's lots of stuff going on with that. So I just wasn't sure if maybe it might have been a data thing, but fives off playing another game. Okay, gotcha. So anyway, there's no blood teams and there's no green teams this week. But again, everyone, like, commiserations to everyone that we lost this week, even if you're on the list or those that aren't on the list. We know it's rough when you lose a toon, but I think it shows true strength for those people that do re-roll, get back in there and keep going. So for all of you that do that, well done and good luck on this next turn. And everyone that's still leveling, again, good luck, because, you know, we all want you to make it. So, yay!
And all especially right. before the next expansion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. So, everything's going to change. Yes.
And while there's double XP, what better time?
Do it now. Do it now. Yeah. Winds of Wisdom is, again, you know, we have said this a few times, but Blizzard don't often give a buff that we cannot do anything about it. A lot of times there's things and you can right click and, you know, take them off. This one we can't. So have at it if you're playing, you know, whichever tune that you want to do a challenge on, especially Pacifist, is not a bad idea to start one now. But we've got Winds of Wisdom up until the pre-patch for Shadowlands, whenever that's going to be. So that could be, you know, months. Effectively, it could be months and months away. So, you know, have at it. Go forth. Level. Have fun.
Especially if where you're at, you're stuck inside anyway because of this coronavirus, you know, virus pandemic. So, hey,
yeah, take advantage of it. Exactly. Well, it's a good way to play some tunes, and it can also help those get over those little hurdly. You know, somewhere you just get a little hurdle, a little hump in a certain section, and you're kind of like, oh. Whereas at least now you're getting the XP, you might be able to skip that little hurdle because you're, you know, that XP is coming a bit faster and you're leveling a little bit faster too. So yeah, so Brittle says home until June 5th for you. Happy dance. Nice. All right, that's fantastic. Dave, just give it a go. Dave, Stir's got a level 53 pacifist. Like, seriously, Dave, go make a pacifist. Give it a go. Go on. Do it.
Hey, Dave, this is my first one. First one, and I'm already at 53 in a week's time. If I can do it, you can do it.
Come yes.
on, man up.
Yes.
Man up.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Oh, let's find my bumper. Here we go. Let's do it.
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat.
And there's the Zorts. Hot you Zorts. Thank you for that. All right, what have we got? Let's play the usual, because we do like to start our chit-chat with a little bit of, you know, a little bit of this. We all know what it is, so here we go.
It's Azzy's pun.
Thank you, Azzy.
Yeah. You know, where's a guest when you need them?
Well, technically, you're my guest, so guess what? It's yours. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So, okay, Assy, I owe you one because he throws in, and by the way, it's a good pun. I'll just tell you that coming up. It's a good one. But he's got one word in here that's at least six syllables, six sound, you know, there's no way any of us can pronounce this right, but we'll give it a shot. All right, here you go. Assy's pun.
Okay.
Before the surgery, I hate this. Thank you, buddy. The anesthesiologist.
Anesthesiologist.
Yeah, you say it.
The anesthesiologist.
Okay. Offered to knock me out with gas or a boat paddle.
Mm-hmm.
It was an ether or situation. it looks good in writing. I goofed it up a little bit, but sorry, Assie, but it's a good pun. So before the surgery,
it's very cute.
Gas or boat paddle?
Yep.
Ether or
oil. Yep. Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. As he's like, sigh. that was very cute. I do like that one. That is very
Let
cute.
That
Thank
be
you, Assy.
Lesson to you, Assy. if the talent can't read it, well, there you go.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Assy. Anyway, we do appreciate it. Alrighty. So I have got one from Dave. So let's see what Dave sent. He says, change is inevitable, except from a vending machine.
So true. That's why they, have you ever noticed on vending machines, they put those little stickers on them that say, mm-hmm. don't rock the machine. Well, mm-hmm. that's because if they'd give us our damn change, we wouldn't rock the machine together.
That's true. Alrighty. Oh, we have got a question. Go for it.
Okay, so we got a Nux S. Wow. Nux S. Wow. He asked,
sure.
My character was red flagged because I accidentally equipped a piece of blue gear when I was trying to sell it. And by the way, every one of us has done this. So I didn't kill a single mob whilst wearing the item. Is there any way you can restore my green flag status? I'll let that sink in for everyone, because I know everyone is snickering, not at you, but with you, because we've all done this. We've tried to sell stuff to a vendor that walks away from you, and then you end up equipping it. In fact, that's one mm-hmm. of the pro tips that you will hear about in the podcast is, you know, drag the item to the vendor. Don't click the item to the vendor, or, you know, mm-hmm. pick a vendor that doesn't walk away. So,
mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, no, we cannot change your status, because in the Blizzard database, I mean, you're flagged. I mean, mm-hmm. that's at the Blizzard level. It's in the database that way. So even if we flipped the web page back to green, the next time the character gets
still flagged,
it's going to go right back to being flagged, because that's what Blizzard is telling us. So we cannot mm-hmm. override the data that Blizzard provides us. So sorry, mm-hmm. it's a hard lesson.
Yep.
And in fact, you know, a corollary to that is, you know, be careful selling, mm-hmm. but also I don't even loot like flask and elixirs and scrolls. Mm-hmm. If they're on a, you know, for looting, I just leave them, because they don't sell for much. Mm. And all it takes is one bad click and boom, you're flagged.
Like, that's it.
It's not worth it.
Oh, one bad click. So, that's a good one. One bad click. Okay, yeah. I like that. We'll do that. Yep, okay. Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, it's and like Stone said, I flagged mine by selling my dang DK blue weapon, but he was at the flight trainer. So it equipped. And you know, it's literally your heart sinks into your stomach. It is not a good, excuse me, the throat's starting to go already. It's not a nice feeling. We know this. We've done it. But as Stur said, it's a API data thing. And strip them off and reroll. That is the only way to go. Or use them as a scout. Yep. Some people, you know, you keep your higher level ones. It might help you with a tricky situation down the track that you need to take something to go test something on. It's not worth taking your so-called live tune, if you know what I mean. Take a scout, you know, utilize it in that way. So again, commiserations, but this is part of what makes, you know, us being humans. We all can make a mistake, and this is one that happens. So
yeah, Yeah, again. You've got to unlearn some of those other habits that we've all gotten into, whether it's using, mm-hmm. you know, the clicking of selling or, oh, using some add-ons and things like that that slow down your interface and, you know, mm-hmm. just weighs you down. And then you get on an iron and you're like, you need to be very, very agile and, mm-hmm. You know, not, you know, keep your senses at their peak.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. And like the chat room says, you know, Chris says, I drag items from my bag to the vendor. Then if I mess up, I delete it instead of equipping, which is a fantastic tip. I know that we've utilized that one over the time. Some people definitely use that one. Brittle says, no one can beat misclicking a potion on the last day of a contest when you are 19 levels in the lead. /flex. That's right, Brittle. Forgot about that one. Yeah. Ouch. Ouch. That is definitely rough. Mm-hmm. Yes. Brittle does say, how do you make holy water? You boil the hell out of it. Thank you, Brittle.
Not bad.
Yes. Exactly. Alrighty. Okay. I think that's pretty much it. As I said, guys, this is just going to be a short show, so we're going to wrap things up. Because as I said, I need to go deal with some family stuff. So, Aster, can you do the thank yous to the Iron Elites, please, for me?
Sure. And if I butcher your name, sorry.
Apologies.
Apologies in advance, and let us know in the future how you'd like your name pronounced. So we want to thank everybody, you know, no matter how you support us, you know, whether it's the Iron Elites or through the little bits like in the Twitch channel, we appreciate all the support, even those that just show up and say hi and keep us company. That's good enough. So without further ado, Aliandras, Assy, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Chupa, Crash Landing, Dave De Hunter, who, by the way, you need to roll a passing. Execute, LB, Fur, Frasley Sparkspan, Gaston, Grand Nagus, Kelvamp, Chris, Lyson, we're going to count on you to figure out how Shadowlands work. Martin, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, and you are a rock guru. Mrs. Miggy, Mrs. Charming, Never Died, Nisi, Oh Canada, Return the Mac, that's close enough, Rude, Stir, Me, Stone, Swingcat, Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber, Tali, Almenia, and by the way, Almenia, thank you so much. Poor guy, you know, his ISP is changing over, so many little quirks and just messes that have been coming through the website because of the switch over to the new API. We really appreciate all his work.
We do.
Wanima, Zaya, and Zorts.
Thank you guys. Absolutely. You know, again, without you guys helping support the website, it really means a lot. So thank you. And for those that want to, definitely pop over to the website at wildchallenges.com. You will find all the information there. Now, from Stir, who is, hang on, got to think about it, here, as well as down there. I don't know if you're next to me because I can't see because I've got stuff in my way. But from Stir, Stone, and myself, again, we want to say thank you not only to the Iron Elites and heart you all, but also big hearts and massive thank yous to our wonderful mods for all the things that you guys do. Because without you, life would be very busy. You make our lives easier, so thank you. So to these amazing and fabulous people, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zyre, and Zorts, thank you for everything that you do. We really appreciate it. So thank you guys. And yes. Like you said, with Alminia, I say ditto. This, with all the things that he does, once again, thank you, Alminia, for working on helping fix, sort out all the problems with the websites, the coding. Thank you so much. We do appreciate it. Now, to you guys over here in the chat room, for everyone that's just come to hang out, for those of you in game, hanging out on Booty Bay, on the bank roof, all of that stuff. Thank you. Thank you. You've brought some wonderful smiles and made it a really special show. So thank you very much for coming along and being here.
I just realized that Pisy is naked. So if you didn't make it to Booty Bay, you missed the naked chick. It's wow.
Well, okay. Well, we are Wormrest, so you know, there's always a little bit of work. There's a little bit of LP, you know. Maybe she's out for us to catch some fish. Maybe she's getting ready to go swimming with the fish because she's in Booty Bay.
No, she's sending Brittle a message. Is what she's doing.
Stone's like, it's not very good.
You go, girl.
Oh, Moon God, there are things you just cannot unsee. Anyway, so again, to all of you, thank you to those listening to the show through the various channels. Thank you. Thank you for all of that. Thank you for the support. So next week we will be back, which will be Saturday, May the 9th at, of course, 7 p.m. Eastern. I don't know. Beef or chicken? Stir.
I'm thinking, or fish.
I don't do fish very well. But yeah, fish maybe. I don't know. Yeah. We'll need to check in with her. Shrimp.
Salsa and cheese.
Yes.
Salsa and cheese.
Is always good, which, you know, that only means one thing. It has to mean fabulous. Taco will be coming to join next week, and we will catch up with her. So again, thank you, Taco. We will talk to you next week. Alrighty. For everyone, don't forget, pop over to thewowchallenges.com for the website. You will find all of the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels. Is there? If you would like to contact me or send something towards the show, please send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. And if you would like to listen to us, if you don't already, please, you can find us on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. Okay, sir, where can we find you other than Booty Bay right now?
Well, yeah, for a little longer, I'll be at Booty Bay, but mostly you can find me anywhere in Wormrest Accord. Just look for Stir, or in Discord under the name Stir. And often lurking around and getting questions and stuff like that, but come find me.
That's it. Thank you so much. And for those of you that want to find where I am, of course, a lot of times, easiest ways on Twitter, I am at Leta Wow, which is LEETAWOW. And as well, you can check out the other show that I do with Stone, with my mate, Stone Grasp, over there, Adventures in Azeroth, that you can go and check out the fantastic screenshot we did for Where in the World of Warcraft Are We. Again, fun times. Thanks, Stone. Can't even remember whose idea was that. I think that was Stone's. Don't think that'd be my idea. I'm just saying. Sorry. Alrighty. Okay,
so
go for it.
We would like to thank two other guys for sure, you know, for our intro and our outro, but Markonen, who does the intro, you know, we play it every time and still love it. And you can find him on Twitter at Markonen Wow. And the outro, big thanks to Epic Insanity for the outro. You can find him on at @Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
That's it. Fantastic. And as always, Thank you guys for doing those. They are some of my most favorite music that I love to listen to. So thank you. All right. Well, there they, everyone who's come down to Booty Bay. Look at that. I do love, don't you just love, look at those waterfalls. Doesn't it just look so pretty?
Yeah. And it's a good spot. Mm-hmm. Sunshine.
And pirates and, you know, all sorts of all sorts of fun things.
And lots of toys.
Lots of toys. That's it. All right. Well, to everyone, thank you for joining the dance party. For those of you that came down, I truly appreciate it. I am sure we will have another one at some time coming up. So again, you know, if you're not on Wormrest Accord, if you've got a US account, come and make a tune and get ready, because I'm sure we will do another dance party. You know, we need some fun things in this time. So I think we might organize another one soon. How's that sound, Stir?
Yeah. And we'll practice with the screen so that, you know, a little bit more zoomed in, and we'll get it right. And
we'll have some fun.
We've been cooped up. We want out.
Yes, exactly. So we're better than getting out is obviously online into a wonderful game like World of Warcraft. So again, thank you everyone for that. Alrighty, well, obviously everyone, please have a wonderful week. Again, Stir, congratulations, 53 on a pacifist. What? Yes. Crazy. What? Crazy. Well done.
Zaya said, we'll try it on a scout first. And I said, well, I don't have a scout. This is my first one. So if I do kill this one by accident, it'll be because I wanted a scout. So,
well, absolutely. That's one way to look at it. And you know what? It doesn't often happen, but there are people out there who, you know, make it to max on their first ever pacifist. Just jinxed. You know, just it does happen.
Show title jinx.
just saying. All right, well, stay safe everyone, please, you know, stay safe both in and out of game. Have a fantastic week. We will catch you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
See ya.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.